There's a lot of excitement about antibody tests right now. To be clear, these are not tests to see whether you currently have COVID-19. These are tests that can detect whether you've been exposed in the past. These antibody tests may be key to getting people back to work and restarting stalled economies, but some researchers are asking whether the tests can deliver on their promise. That includes Dawn Bodish. She studies the immune system at McMaster University in Ontario. I asked her why it's difficult to create tests that can detect antibodies for COVID-19.
There are coronaviruses that have been causing colds and flus for a very long time that are in the population. And there's some concern that some of the antibodies that recognize these seasonal coronaviruses will also recognize SARS-CoV-2.
So if we get accurate tests, antibody tests, that can detect the presence of antibodies, how much does that tell us and what can we do with that information?
It's incredibly important. So what will happen is we can understand how many people were actually infected. As I'm sure you've heard, one of the intriguing features of this virus is a lot of people are asymptomatically infected. So how do you test someone who has no symptoms? Well, in most of the world, we haven't been doing that as well as we should have. So when we get these antibody tests, we'll be able to see everybody who's ever been infected. That will really help us make some predictions. I mean, one of the things that would be optimal in future outbreaks, which we are unfortunately expecting, we might be able to make better regional decisions if we knew what proportion of the population were protected from infection. So as an example, you might expect that the people of New York might be slightly protected from the next outbreak because of the high rates of infection there. There's the caveat to that, though, is we need these tests to be accurate. And we also really need to understand how long protective immunity lasts. There's some disturbing hints from other related viruses that the protective immunity may not last forever.
Well, here's Dr. Maria van Kerkhove. She's the head of emerging diseases and zoonosis at the WHO, and she's underscoring the point you're making, Dawn.
Right now, we have no evidence that the use of a serologic test can show that an individual is immune or is protected from reinfection.
And Dawn Bodish, even if someone is immune, who knows how long that immunity would last? This is pretty uncharted territory, isn't it?
Exactly. Unfortunately, we can't rush time. And until I can't tell you if immunity lasts 6 months until we've had people who were infected and recovered for 6 months. I can't tell you if it will last 2 years until we've had somebody who's survived the infection for 2 years. We can start making some educated guesses. But if we look at SARS and MERS, we can expect protective immunity for maybe 6 months to 3 years. Obviously, if you don't have protective immunity, this means you can be infected a second time. And this is something that would have profound impacts on how we deal with future outbreaks.
So you're saying that when it comes to the tantalizing idea of immunity, antibody tests still are not super accurate in giving us what we need to know?
If I can give you a couple examples, you can imagine that chickenpox is an infection we all get, and for most of the people, most of the time, they're protected for the rest of their life. Now, compare that to a tetanus shot, where you get very good protective immunity, but it doesn't last forever, and that's why we have to go back and get a booster shot. And the third example would be HIV. People who are living with HIV have a lot of antibodies, have a lot of immune responses to the virus, but it does them no good in clearing the virus or keeping them from infecting others. So what we hope is that this virus will follow the chickenpox example, where if you get sick, you're protected for the rest of your life. What we fear is it might be like the HIV example, where you will generate an antibody. We will be able to tell if you were infected or not, but you may not be protected from infection again. And what we expect is that it's going to be like the tetanus example, where there's some protective immunity, but it doesn't last forever. And that will obviously impact how increasing outbreaks or frequencies of this virus happen.
Professor Dawn Bodish studies the immune system at McMaster University in Ontario. Thank you for your time.
Thank you so much for having me.